Perhaps when you hear talk of abuse of the elderly, you assume we're talking physical abuse. But research from Victoria reveals the most common form of elder abuse reported is financial and psychological. The WHO says this is a global problem and estimates up to 10% of older people are affected. Disturbingly, more than 92% of abuse is perpetrated by a relative of the elderly person, and more often, it's their adult child. Today in Victoria, Jenny Blakey, manager of Seniors Rights Victoria, will address the Royal Commission into Family Violence on Financial Elder Abuse. Jenny Blakey, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Now, this is a disturbing area of elder abuse, financial abuse. How common is it, Jenny, and what age group is being most affected by it? Do you have that data?
Yes, well, I can only talk from the point of view of the people who contact us and relevant services like ours. And generally, the older person who's affected is between the age of 70 and 85, so mainly people in their 70s and 80s. And the person who's perpetrating are mainly those in their 40s and their 50s. So in most cases, unfortunately, we're talking about adult children because, of, I said, the people who call us, about two-thirds of the alleged perpetrators are the adult son and daughter. And in terms of financial abuse, again, there's no prevalent studies or clear figures apart from the data that comes into our service. And of those who contact us about abuse, about 40% are talking about financial abuse. And again, that's pretty consistent with similar services.
And what is it? Just give us, maybe describe it or give us some examples of the most common forms of this.
Well, it's a whole range of things, and it can start from people thinking that they're, you know, helping out their older person, their older relative, and it's the taking over and taking control. So it can be, and then it can move to the much more intentional and nasty end, which is just pure greed and exploitative. And it can be taking money without their permission. So it can be just opening the purse and, oh, I'll just take a few, a few dollars or $20. It can be taking the older person down to the bank and standing with them while they take money out for them. So it's actually taking the property and the money of another person, not for their benefit. So that the definition is the improper or illegal exploitation or use of funds
that's
of an older person by a trust.
That's a pretty broad spectrum you gave us there, though, isn't it? Like how much of this 40% is at that more extreme end of taking the older person down to the bank teller and standing with them, or getting them maybe to sign over, you know, the lease of their house or something like that?
Yes.
The mortgage.
Yes. We see the extreme ends, and unfortunately that is quite common. So we do see situations where the PIN number's taken, the money's taken out, and so we can see $20,000, $40,000 disappear over a year or a period of time. And also situations, unfortunately, where the older person suddenly finds their house is not theirs. Mm-hmm. They've signed over the title of their house to their family member, and it's been mortgaged to the hilt, and suddenly they've got the sheriff knocking on the door saying, this house is not yours, and the bank's going to close on it and take it over.
I imagine it's a very complicated area because of the relationships, you know, parent to child, the sort of the emotional bonds there, the sort of the guilt and the caring and the confusion of all these roles. A lot of people, I suppose, would justify it to themselves as saying, oh, well, it's going to be mine anyway one day and mum doesn't really need it now. I'm looking after her. The mother might, or the father might think, oh, well, they're looking after me. I owe them and they're my child. And it's very complicated, isn't it, psychologically?
It is. It's very complex. It's very hard, and that's why it's very hard for older people to talk about it and come forward and seek some help, because there is this sense of shame that it's occurring within the family, and the sense of caring for their family member and wanting not to get them into trouble. We frequently have an old person say to us, I don't want the police involved, or I don't want them to go to jail, or I don't want them to be homeless, I can't have them out on the street. So there's that sense of being trapped and then being subject to this abuse.
So you're going to make some recommendations, I think, to the Royal Commission today. Some of those involve, A, educating people who in the financial sector who might be dealing with these interactions, making them more aware. What else? What's your particular recommendation?
Well, certainly around planning and trying to get older people to think about, all of us really, about financial powers of attorney. So who would we trust to handle our money if we start to lose capacity or our mobility and our ability to get around and do things? Community awareness, so really just making people aware that this does happen and that people, older people have rights, that you don't forego those rights and your right to your property and how you use your property and assets and how you spend your money just because you're getting older. And you've got a 50 or 60-year-old who is asking for the money. We also think that there needs to be stronger monitoring of powers of attorney because they can be abused. Mm. So we think there needs to be some sort of registration of powers of attorney and auditing. We also think it's important that where older people have contact with services and professionals, that those professionals are aware of elder abuse and the signs of it. So we're thinking of GPs because an older person's likely to be seeing their doctor fairly frequently, so that there's a situation where the GP can be assessing that perhaps something's going wrong and start to have the conversation. It might be with an accountant or with a lawyer if there's transfer of their house or property and those sorts of things. And we also think that the police need to be a bit more active around investigating issues of financial abuse and prosecuting where they can.
Oh, it's a vexed issue and a really sad one, that's for sure. Jenny, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Jenny Blakey is the manager of Seniors Rights Victoria, and she'll be presenting to the Victorian Royal Commission into Family Violence today information on this issue of financial abuse of older people.